Hi, I'm Christine Blanchette. Daniel Buchanan runs to quit while inspiring others to do the same. Daniel Buchanan is a survivor. In 2004, at age 19, she had a near-fatal accident while on vacation in Cancun, Mexico, that changed the way she looked at life. Buchanan had broken her pelvis in half, broken her right hip, and cracked her tailbone. It was during rehab she decided to quit smoking, but it didn't last, despite what she had endured. A year later, she was diagnosed with cervical cancer and beat it. Today at 31, she finally quit smoking after 15 years and turned to running to help her stay off cigarettes. In an interview, Buchanan tells how she quit smoking, learned to run, and of the Run to Quit program, which is a 10-week national innovative program that helps people who smoke learn to run or walk 5K as a way to quit. Buchanan is a life coach and founder of Soul Survivor, and she says, "When I was stressed or having wine with friends, I would still smoke. The negative self-talk took over and always told me, 'You love smoking. You can't quit.'" She continues, "Now at this point in my life, I've decided to quit smoking because I went to a funeral in November where they were talking about the deceased as being a full-time smoker. She always said she would quit and never did. This made a deep and impactful impression on me. It made me think, what kind of legacy do I want to leave behind? I want to be courageous to admit that I'm not perfect and still be able to inspire others by sharing my story. I'm also going to be an aunt, and I want to be healthy for when he arrives. I smoked for 15 years. I want to share my story in hopes that it will motivate someone else there to quit smoking. I am an ex-smoker that is learning to identify as a runner. I am dealing with hard times. With all of these shortcomings, I was chosen to come and talk about the Run to Quit campaign. Buchanan enjoys running, and after 8 half marathons, she'll debut at the full distance at the BMO Vancouver Marathon next month. Buchanan says the negative self-talk was very strong, but then I found it to be an exclusive community of people who encouraged you to keep going and be accountable. The sessions were very inspiring and informative, and I always left there thinking, I am so glad I showed up." Buchanan wants to encourage others to join the Run to Quit program. She says, "Convince a friend, a smoker, ex-smoker, to come with you. You don't even have to run, because we even having a walking group. The second step is come and listen to the presentation by an ex-smoker. Third, make a goal to run to quit. It could mean walk 2 minutes, run 1 minute. I want to leave you with one question. If not today, when?